Hello, and welcome to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Today we have a recording of Marshall Yoder and his sons Samuel and Benjamin sharing a story about Jonah back in July of 2010. This is part two of the story. If you missed part one, go back and listen to last Saturday's episode.
Good morning, everybody. Gosh, you guys look great this morning. Wow. Well, thanks for coming up. Last week, Lee Good and his family told us a story about Jonah, and he told us the first part about Jonah. And like Lee's family, our family has a tradition of telling bedtime stories as well. And sometimes those stories get carried on from night to night and even week to week. And one time we had one that went for several months, this long, long story. And sometimes we would get into those stories and I would forget where we were, just like Lee did too. And sometimes I'd even fall asleep. But I'm going to try not to do that this morning. I won't, I promise you. If I do, you poke me and wake me up, okay? But anyway, what we were talking about last week was Jonah, right? And the big fish had swallowed Jonah, and Jonah was spat back out by the fish on the shore. And when he did that, Jonah said,
"Okay, God, I spent 3 days in the belly of that stinky fish. I get the point. What do you want me to do now?"
Well, God said to Jonah, "Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. Remember, that's where I asked you to go the first time before you ran off." So Jonah said, "Okay, I'll do it." And he walked to Nineveh, and he got there. Nineveh was a huge, huge city. It took 3 days just to walk from one end of that city to the other. Now, when Jonah got there, he looked at the people of Nineveh, and he said,
"Listen to me, you bad, bad people. Repent, or in 40 days, God will destroy your city."
Well, to Jonah's surprise, that's what the people did. They did repent. They heard him, and they immediately started putting on sackcloth. And sackcloth is something like, it's a burlap bag, sort of like. If you don't know what burlap is, it's sort of like wool. So it was like wearing wool on their bare skin, except it was a lot rougher even than wool. So the people had these rough sackcloths on, and they also stopped eating, and they stopped drinking. They fasted. And then the king of Nineveh heard about all this, and he said, "I am going to issue a decree to all persons of Nineveh that they are to put on sackcloth and that they are to fast. And not only are the people of Nineveh to fast, all of the animals of Nineveh are to fast, and they're to put on sackcloth too. And to show you that I mean business, I'm going to do this myself." And so the king himself put on sackcloth and fasted. Now, God looked at this and he decided that he was going to show mercy on the people of Nineveh. Now, this made Jonah very angry. And Jonah said,
"God, I know this is why you sent me, but I am so mad. Why are you letting them off the hook? They are bad, bad people."
Well, Jonah wasn't quite done yet. He decided to walk out east of the city and find a little hill and watch what happened to Nineveh. So he found a spot and he sat down, and it was really hot. It was really as hot as it is here, maybe even hotter. And so what God did was he sent Jonah a plant, and that plant grew overnight and created this big, nice shade for Jonah. And Jonah loved that plant because it kept him cool in the hot sun. And he sat there to see what would happen to Nineveh. Jonah went to bed that night, and when he woke up the next morning, God had sent a worm to eat the root of that plant, and it had died. And Jonah said,
"I am so hot. Just take me now, God. I can't stand this heat, and now you took my beautiful shade plant. I'm going to pass out."
And Jonah just about passed out. It was so hot. And God said to Jonah, "Jonah, are you angry about that plant?" And Jonah said, "Well, yes, I'm angry about that plant. I love that plant." And God said, "Well, Jonah, shouldn't I have compassion on those 120,000 people in Nineveh? You got that plant by doing nothing. It grew up by itself. It shaded you by itself. And you did nothing to do it, to bring it. Shouldn't I have compassion on the people of Nineveh as well?" I think the point of the story is that when people are bad and do bad things to us and say bad things to us, God still loves them. God still has mercy on them. So this week, as you all go out and maybe people say bad things or see bad things, don't forget that God still loves them and God still has mercy on them. Well, thank you all for coming up today. It was good seeing you all. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is "Jesus, I Believe You're Near," written by Matt Carlson. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.